We've got stuff coming. Lisa and Addison is with you. Thank you. Here's that Michelle's.
Thank you.
Group.
Thank you.
Good, how are you?
You mean the one on the corner by the lake?
Michelle Goldsmith, getting a new roof.
Oh, it was a two-story.
Mm-hmm.
And Greg called it that.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know what?
They're almost done.
I guess somebody over there.
I know, but it's been sitting there forever. I know. I'm just going to ask her if she's done a violation.
Okay, anybody have any questions on the meeting minutes from the 19th? I think we all reviewed them, right?
About the minutes from the board meeting on,
yes.
On October.
November 19th, which we have here.
Okay, would we
you
should
sent us.
Certify the minutes?
Yes.
From the board meeting.
Yes.
As well.
Yes.
But I would like to waive that we waive the movement. I would like to make a motion that we waive the reading of the October minutes.
November.
You mean November?
No, October.
October is not here.
The board meeting.
Did we already do that,
yes.
Though?
No, we didn't.
Oh, okay.
We didn't do that in a board meeting.
Oh,
budget
okay.
Meeting.
Second?
I thought we approved those at the last meeting. No?
No. Robert, second. All in favor? Yeah.
Aye. Yeah, I thought we did already.
Okay. No, we didn't. We just did the budget. Okay.
Do we have a copy of the budget meeting minutes?
Mm-hmm. Page 2.
Since we have them in writing here, I'd like to waive that we waive the reading of the budget minutes.
I'll second.
Robert.
All in favor?
Aye.
Passes.
Okay. Okay, violations. There's really nothing new.
I've gotten a couple of responses back. Are we doing the next
Saturday? Vivian and I are doing it.
On
Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'll give you a new list of my responses here because a couple
okay.
People have called.
You're gonna email it to me.
I'll email
okay.
To everybody to
okay.
You know, to respond.
Okay.
Are you
going
to use the
left due
on February
1st?
January 31st?
I think that's the 31st, yeah.
And you're
going to
use this as the goodbye?
Yeah. Well, this is the newest
this
updated
is the newest.
One, right?
This is as
that
of
you,
January.
That we sent, that she sent
yes.
You?
Yes.
Okay. So this is the one we'll use.
And then
then.
I'll make my comments where it says.
Okay.
I'll put it in like a different color.
Okay. Sounds good.
We didn't get that many calls, but we did get a couple of new people that are replacing their roofs or
okay.
Cleaning that sort of thing.
Yeah, there's
okay,
quite a
good.
Few roofs.
That helps because then we can put things on hold
right.
On here. And that canopy's still not down, too, in the front.
Mm-hmm.
Did you notice that?
Yes.
So.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Any questions on the violations?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay. Master? Robert? Update?
Yes.
Sorry.
That's okay. The meeting was held on January 7th. Wait for her.
Mm-hmm.
For sharing.
January 7th?
Yeah, January 7th, the meeting was held. And what's happening with the masters, the whole area in front of the train floor was re-landscaped.
Mm-hmm.
And that Broward Beautiful approved what we did, as you can see the signs are up, so.
Looks nice.
Basically, it used up a lot of our money, but we're okay. It took our...
They, meaning the masters?
The masters, not ours. When I say, when I talk, everything here, I'm talking about the masters.
We matched them, right?
That was, when we say, yeah, the, no, we, the master put in like $22,000, and it went over by $2,000, and then there was white fly treatment. That's what came up at the master meeting, the last one was the white fly treatment. We authorized white fly treatment for the whole area, so that was more money.
We actually gave, the master gave him $22,000?
Yeah, and then Broward Beautiful...
I thought you guys had voted on $5,000.
We did, and but they never, they just bickering. It's like...
That's nice.
It's more corruption than boards.
I know.
It is. I mean, that's a shame. The louder she screams, really a shame.
Well, we haven't gotten it back yet, but we will get back $7,500. But yeah, the amount came out to $22,000.
Okay, so in other words, we paid $17,000 more than we should have.
Theoretically, yes.
Unbelievable.
Because then after all the bickering, it basically became the one master doing it. It didn't become us versus Q4 anymore. It became, after all the bickering, there was no way to win.
The master was what approved it.
Remember? Yeah, the whole master approved it.
So he's one of how many
five.
That sit on the
well,
board.
Five.
We were outvoted.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically.
Of course.
Well, I'm glad it looks good, except that there's a bunch of dead plants over there.
They know.
Right?
I was just there today, because we're in a drought. We can talk about that with the information. Mm-hmm. So anyways, the thing that we were talking about is white fly, and the next meeting is on April 2nd, which is Thursday, April 2nd. That's the next meeting.
Are they going to quarterly, or every other month?
Yeah,
too?
We did too, yeah.
That's
we went quarterly.
It's
the colony, 7 p.m. Colony's Clubhouse, 7 p.m. Thursday, August, April 2nd.
7 p.m.
Yep.
You said the 7th, right?
That was, the 2nd is the next meeting. The previous 2nd, April 2nd is Thursday.
Oh, I thought you said the 7th.
That was the previous meeting. That was when this meeting happened,
okay.
On January 7th. It's clear.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Management report. Financials.
Yep. In the package starting on page 3.
Mm-hmm.
This is the unreviewed December 31st, 2008. The accounting firm will also, they'll do a review and then they'll produce a from the CPA firm that you guys use.
Mm-hmm.
But this is our, from my account in my office.
Right.
As of December 31st, there was $13,902.18 in the operating account and $72,149.31 in the reserve account. And you can see that we had our accounts receivable at the end of December was $31,205.71. And if you flip to page 10 in your package, this is the status report from Victory Turner.
Mm-hmm.
And the first page just kind of tells you, it's an overview of who they have in their office right now. And then the other couple pages to follow are actually what's going on and what they're doing. Where they had a claim of lien, where they sent demand letters. So it's something, it's interesting to read, and you can see where all the details of the whole file.
Mm-hmm.
So
this is good. Are they going to do this?
Nice.
Yeah. Are they going to?
I'm going to print this every meeting.
Okay.
And
okay.
I'll put it in the package so you
okay.
can see it. And
yeah, because most of this is either 45 or 60 days. I've been reading it.
Yeah, and it's actually quite. It's a good program and. It's real time, so I printed this today, so anything that might have been updated today is already in here.
Okay.
So, and it's a great software program, with by saying that I went to the, property manager's trade show on Saturday at the Signature Grand. And I'm walking through and I see, you know, different people. And I saw Howard there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so I talked to him for a few minutes. And I kept walking around. And all of a sudden, I hear, Jane. You know, I'm looking and I see the spot. And I swear I can't place them. And I'm thinking, oh, and I was with another property manager that works for me. And I'm looking and I'm thinking, God, I said, is that extra bottom line? And he's coming right at me. And so, and he's like, open arms. It was my chest.
Oh, no kidding.
But glad it was him and not somebody else, right?
He was dressed in a suit and he had grown like a Fu Manchu.
Oh, did he?
Oh,
God.
And then as soon as I shook his hand, he's got these little tiny hands, I knew exactly who it was.
How funny.
Did he say, does he still run some of our accounts?
No.
And it was
they're
funny
all here.
He asked me to come over to his booth because he wanted to show me his new software program, and it was this.
Was it?
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
Well, it's very similar to this, but they all purchase it and then they kind of, you know, tweak it to their own, but it was just like this. And this was something that he was working on, remember a couple of years ago when he was doing clocking, but he just couldn't get it right and he was spending too much time doing this and other things.
Mm-hmm.
His wife had just had, you know, twins or something, I don't know, but anyway, so he wanted to see how we all were, and you know, I told him we were all fine and well, but it was interesting.
Question though, did you say the accountant's going to review our
yes, a CPA firm.
Okay, CPA firm?
Uh-huh. The end of year.
It's Gerstle, Rosen, and Goldenberg.
On this job.
And they do it Gerstle, Rosen.
Gerstle?
G-E-R-S-T-L-E.
Uh-huh.
Rosen, R-O-S-E-N, uh-huh. And Goldenberg. They do the review every year, so that will probably come out like, you know, the end of March.
Okay.
And, the accounts receivable, I think it's getting better. It doesn't look as bad as it was. At one time, because remember, you know, in your column where you have...
Which page are you on now?
Yeah, page 9.
9.
You go to page 9 and the over 30, the over 90.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's 15,000. So they have 31,000 total. So there's a lot of money that was, you know, still being collected the end of December.
Yeah, but my concern is I went through and added it up, and through October we were at 21.5 past due. Now we're at 28.6.
Oh my God.
I mean, we've drastically increased in 2 months. People not paying, because I went through and added up.
Mm-hmm.
So we've increased from 21.5 to 28.6.
Are you counting the 1 to 30?
I'm counting everything. That's the total, which is the same, that I put it against the same numbers in October. It was the total.
I cannot believe.
And how many people, being that it's a new, well, this would, it wouldn't be in here. But
yeah.
Was there,
yeah.
That's,
if it's a negative, that means that they're paid at prepaid ahead.
Right.
But these are what some of these
this
people
is what
in the monthly fee.
And that's my concern. If it continues to grow at that pace.
3 years.
That's
scary.
Go ahead.
What we've been doing is as soon as they, you know, you get into the 2 month, the 3 month ring, they go over to the attorney.
Okay.
Right.
And that's where you know you fall into the notes and you look and see what the notes say.
We're being a little bit more proactive. But
yeah, you have to jump on it. One of your properties is owned by a bank now.
Mm-hmm.
So actually are going
right
after the bank.
Right.
The bank's
yeah
not paying us. So
right,
we're going after the bank as well.
They need to pressure clean the top of that roof, too.
So
let me ask you something, because I see something in the notes here on a couple of these about foreclosure.
Yes.
Is that something that we're going to go ahead forward with when it gets to that point?
Well,
starting on page 11.
Oh, okay.
The individuals.
Usually, as far as for us to push for foreclosure,
mm-hmm,
the bank usually will push first. So, if it's like, what's
no, but I mean, if they're still living there and they're paying their house payment, but they're not paying their association dues,
oh, so yeah,
and they owe us $3,000-$4,000,
they'll go to foreclosure.
Okay. the attorneys will go to foreclosure on it.
Yes, they'll go to foreclosure.
Okay, how long does that process take?
2 years in some cases.
Oh, geez.
So, but, yeah, that's what they're doing.
Yeah, because they know they can stay in their home for a couple of years.
Or the other one, the best is the people that haven't paid their mortgage, they're not paying their maintenance, and they're renting it.
They've rented, yeah.
That's a big thing.
Oh, great.
I already
know. Nice, they're renting it out.
They rent it out to someone, don't pay their mortgage, and then they...
They call that money.
Can we have any legal recourse to tell the renters?
No, because they can do whatever they want, they own the house, title has to be conveyed to somebody else, because that was brought up on, like, Helping Howard, or one of those shows about saying it was fraud, and it's not fraud, the guy owns the house, and he can do whatever he wants. If he chooses not to pay his mortgage, that's on his credit risk, and it's just, they do that.
Do we have the right to tell the people who are renting the house? I mean, is there any legal...
How are we gonna know?
Well, yeah, but they might, they are in risk of being evicted because the house is gonna go into foreclosure.
Some associations go to the renter and say that, and ask them to pay what is owed to us, and once that money is satisfied, then you can do whatever you want. You don't even, in that case, you might not even have to pay rent anymore. You know, because the guy's not paying the mortgage, he's not paying his maintenance, and they're obviously gonna go into foreclosure. That guy doesn't really care about his tenant, because there could be a knock on the door the next morning by the VSO saying, you're out, get out.
Right. That's so you mean that the renter might just stop paying the rent? Totally crazy.
So,
but there's got to be a legal issue with that.
Yeah. No,
privacy.
Well, what's he going to do?
Well, it's gotta be
what's the owner of the house going to do? Tell the renter we have to leave? There's no, you know.
Yeah. I'm saying, but I don't think we can talk to the renter.
There's probably some condos that it's happening, it's rampant.
What
is really
that? You don't think that we have...
I don't think that we legally...
We can legally say anything to the renter about it?
But you have, there's a Privacy Act, you know.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying.
Right, you can't, there's a Privacy Act as far as...
You can't say anything.
You're a dead act, you can't discuss things like that.
Do we ever know what the renters' names are in the house?
If people call us, they fill out, because you don't have a screening, they do fill out a form, but if they don't call us, we don't know.
You have no idea, because we could send them a bill directly for the association fee.
But they wouldn't pay it.
If the owners are not paying it.
So, but if we know it's a rented house, then we do have a form to fill out.
Hmm.
So, that's about it. That's all I have.
All right.
Okay.
Go ahead. I want to discuss the financials. We went through all of last year without putting money to our reserves. I'd like to ask why, because I've been to your office many times, and I even asked in the beginning of the year. I said the money needed to go, and I was told it did, and then found out later it didn't. So I need to. I'd like to know why it didn't happen.
Well, I think at some point you might not have had money to go. Now you have the $13,000, and I think it's the amount that goes into the reserve each month is, if I'm not mistaken.
It's supposed to be $2,000 a month.
$2,000?
I thought it was more than that, Robert.
I thought it was $2,000 or something.
Because we used to do two.
Yeah.
We used to do $1,000. We bumped it up to two. It was going to be a total of $24,000 for the whole year.
For the year.
Mm-hmm. And nothing went.
We just doubled it. That's all.
Well, how long? We've been in this shape for a long time.
At the beginning of the year, it didn't happen. Now, what's supposed to happen is a check is supposed to be written every month that they sign that's, you know, $2,000 to reserves, and then they sign it, and the money transfers.
Right, that was written in the budget.
And it didn't happen. So, why didn't it happen?
I have to go back and look. You might not have had the funds.
We did have the funds. We had $50,000 in the account back then. We had even more. We had $50,000. We had $72,000 in reserve. We have the money
now. But we did last year's budget.
Yes.
No, we... That's the problem, is that I went to your office and asked that it be done. I was told it was going to be done, and then it wasn't. And in fact, it was even shown to me on a report that I was given that it was done, and it wasn't. So
I have to look at it. I mean, we had $72,000 at the beginning of last year.
We still have that in the, yeah, we, no.
That's the exact amount?
Right.
From in January 11th?
Yes, in the reserves. In the reserves, yes. No money went to reserves last year. Now the reason why is we're under a budget crunch. But yet, it should still be happening now. There is money, because yes, people aren't paying, but the difference of the people, what basically happens is we have $26,000 left over in the R&M, which is repairs and maintenance. So the people who slack off and don't, we're not doing any landscaping. So if we're not doing any landscaping or projects, there should still be the 26,000, that would be the difference. There should still be money going to reserves. Every month there should be a check.
Well, I'll make sure that there's a check every month for $2,000, and then I'll look into seeing if that was the exact amount from last year.
It was.
All right, well, then I can only say...
The only thing that I want to say about all that is, I think we talked about this a couple meetings ago.
That we were going to...
That we were going to...
Hold back the second
balance. Try to build up that account in case we had any emergencies.
Right.
There was supposed
remember?
To... Yeah, the reserve, yeah, but...
No, the regular.
The regular.
The regular. Right.
Because of irrigation being old, and if we got into anything major that we couldn't go into the reserves for, remember?
Yes. I remember that.
Okay.
That was back in June.
Yeah.
Okay, the next thing we need to bring up is the irrigation system. It keeps breaking, and we're spending a lot of money on it. Because when you sent the last report before the annual meeting, I went through and looked at it, and there was a total of $16,000 that was spent in 3 months, and now we hear it's broken again. So we either decide not to fix it anymore or figure out something else, because we're spending too much money. Our operating account went from $56,000 down to nothing. And we need to know why. We can't do this anymore. We're going to go out of business. We cannot do that. And it's like, I don't know if there's a... how this thing works, because if I go to your office and say, you know, we need to not spend money, we need to, it still happened. That's what makes me so frustrated, is that I would come to your office and get all these financial reports, and then none of my commands were followed. Nothing was followed. So I need to know what's happening with Perry and Vivian.
Eric, what command did you give me?
I gave the command to put the $2,000 every month, and it wasn't followed.
Well,
not to spend money.
Other than that, what was there?
Not to spend money on that we couldn't afford, as our account was going down, everything. We just said we had to coast, and I was told...
We did stop it.
Yeah, we did.
It stopped months ago.
Okay.
We haven't spent anything.
We spent that big amount prior to it, I think.
Right, that's
right. Prior to saying no more.
That was
in... Unless something is an emergency, and then we have to be notified.
We have to be called.
It's just what's happening is there's a lot of money being spent and nobody's watching what's happening, because our operating account went from 56 down to 13. It was $56,000 about 6 months ago, and now it's down to 13. So,
where did it go? Where did your $56,000 go?
A lot of it went to irrigation repairs.
Well, you just said 16,000, but so that's
16 in 3 months. $16,000 in 3 months.
Well, you had a lot of work done in your irrigation system. If you remember, the guys are out there for
that's a lot of money. I wouldn't have approved that. I would have never approved that.
There were two checks written for on the 12th of December, one for 880, the other for 638. You remember what those were for? That was the
leaks.
In December, for leaks?
They were the leaks that homeowners called in.
There's a problem with the checks being signed without anybody looking them over.
Well, and we look at them every month.
What happens then? How could you approve those amounts? That's what I'm...
What do you mean?
How can you approve checks that come in $5,000 a month for the irrigation system? When
our accounts are broken? I'm not going to not pay it.
But we can't afford to do it. You have to... The way you and Vivian...
We stopped it.
I know that.
What I'm saying. Chris was upgrading the system, because our system is antiquated.
But it's still broken.
It's still broken. But we stopped it before we finished fixing it.
We're spending so much money.
Yeah, you're not understanding.
What's broken?
Oh, there.
Just the one section that hasn't been updated.
I saw an email just now that went out that said the back isn't being done, and the
pulp
is... So I can tell you exactly what the issue with the back is.
Right.
I spoke to the homeowner, and LIE, Veronica, or something.
Right, you lay around.
There's no power going to that valve. So somewhere between the clock and that valve, the wire is nipped either by a root or however, maybe a homemade thing.
Like a dug or something.
So what we're going to do, like I talked with Terry before, instead of spending a lot of money wire tracking it and running new lines, we're just going to put in a Nelson valve right now. It's a temporary valve when the thing's approved.
A what valve?
It's a Nelson valve. It's the temporary
Nelson
valve.
Nelson.
Nelson.
But doesn't it still have to have
Yeah, no, it's battery
power?
Operated.
It's battery operated.
Battery operated.
It works very well.
How long does the battery last, though?
Probably a year and a half. Battery's only $6.
That's that long.
Yeah.
Wow.
All the battery does is it just takes this like a little clock.
Now, when you go around, I mean, I very often don't even get to see the property in the daylight because of my hours now, but on the weekends, you know, I do.
Yeah.
And there are large, I mean, it's amazing the number of areas where it's really, really green, and then it's tundra. It was obvious they're not getting anything. I mean, are you, when during your wet check, are you not seeing?
Oh, no, we see that. But, like, they, who was the sent that email about the sprinkler?
Vivian.
Well, the problem with her cul-de-sac was that one of the houses in the back of her cul-de-sac was a broken line. Mm. So the broken line is less pressure. So we fixed that, and now that zone's working fine.
In some areas where it's really dry, it's never had, there's never, you know, the sprinklers just don't reach there, and you rely on Mother Nature, and when you don't get rain for days on end.
Well, there's a whole huge section, and I know this has been an ongoing problem that's been talked about. It's on the corner of 98th and 9th Court on the southwest side.
That was never upgraded.
That
we stopped the spending
that's
before
where
that.
Stopped.
That's where he stopped.
What needed to be up?
The pipes only go to that corner, basically where that stop sign is.
Yes.
That's where
it stops.
It's green.
Going in which direction? Going west or going east?
Going west.
Because from that stop sign to the driveway.
That's the one spot that everybody sees, but that's the one spot that we stopped spending
when he got to that spot. That's where we stopped spending.
Right. So we're not going to upgrade.
The one point is the wires probably going to break, but if you look at those big trees in there, the roots.
Oh, they're terrible.
Yeah, if you look around your property, you've got so many big trees and roots, and that's why some of these problems are happening, especially with the land grade.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no reason why a wire would stop working because it's cold, unless either it was cut by somebody or it's nicked by a root.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if the wire is running like this and the root keeps growing up, eventually it'll snap it.
But I think what I think when I understand from what Robert's saying, and I'm looking at it too, we're $9,000 over budget by the end of December, which was, you know, when we got closer to that point, as soon as we saw that we were $1,000 over budget, that's when, from you guys, because you get to see it a lot more often
faster
than we do, they say, hey, look, you know, we just did this repair, that put you $1,000 over budget. What do you want to do? And that's the kind of thing we would love for you to be able to say to us, you know, based on your budget, you're going to have a problem here. And that way we could have stopped it, and that would have been $8,000 that we didn't pay, have to spend right away. So maybe for the future, going forward, knowing that we're really sensitive to this and we're not taking the money in, we have a budget. If you see that we're going to be, screwing that up real bad, let us know ahead of time.
Because remember, like we discussed it at a meeting, I don't know if Robert wasn't at that one or whatever, remember we talked about upgrades and we were going to do these different things to it? Because I didn't decide to do this by myself.
Yeah, that was March or April.
That was way back. I'm talking about the problem when all this happened was when the storm came through and we didn't have a meeting. That's when it all happened. And we do have the money budgeted. It's right here. There's $12,000 and $12,000. And it never happened. And I asked way earlier in the year. And then we went through the tropical storms. And we didn't have a meeting. And we didn't get financials. And then when we came back, our account was like dropping. Now, we can still do the budget because we're not going to do any extras. And there's going to be $26,000 left over that will cover all the deadbeats who don't pay. So this budget can be followed, but we can't be spending that much on the irrigation system.
Well,
I think
apart from the irrigation system, I mean, to my knowledge, I don't know of any other expense that's been done on you know, maintenance items that is anything out of the ordinary.
But the checks are there. They're in the check register.
What I'm saying, other than irrigation, there's nothing really that's gone on here. Like, we've done the asphalt repairs and stuff last year, and that was a particular item, but I don't know if that was... I don't do the numbers, so I don't know about that.
So, are you talking about anything in particular? I'm looking at...
Just in general, our account went from 56,000 down to... We hit the bottom, actually. We went down to 2,000. The report at the end of the year had us at 2,000. We hit the bottom. And we're supposed to be putting money in reserve for road repairs. We're not doing that. I mean, it's scary because we're not following our budget, and I need to know why. I mean, I need to know how you talk with Terry and Vivian and how this works with commands, because obviously I said the money needs to go to reserves, and it wasn't followed. And I was in your office 3 times earlier in the year and said, okay, this money needs to go into reserves. And I was told, yes, it will, and I was even shown a report, and it never happened.
Well, I can't answer
that's
that.
That's fine. I mean, that's okay. I can start coming to your office. I can get the reports that I use, because these don't... I go by the check register, and I go by money that's actually coming in. So every time I come to your office, I ask to see what money's coming in, and then I know what checks are going out, and then I can do the two apart, and that tells me the snapshot right at the moment.
Okay.
But then if I give commands, the problem is they're not followed, because it seems like the only person that, you know...
I said I would make sure that every single month that the check for $2,000 cuts.
I know that. I know. That's fine.
And it'll be done.
Yeah, I think once it's in the reserve, that's...
Stays in the reserve.
Yeah, I said it'll be done. And then if we don't have something in the operating account, we don't have it in the operating account.
Right.
So we just have to put something else off. But yeah, we need to be building that up, because we are going to need roads soon.
Well, we can't. That's why I have to start. I'll have to start following this thing. Otherwise, we'll keep wasting money away. I mean,
well, we're not doing anything this year.
We did
a lot of work last year. We did repairs twice. We did all the lawns.
Yeah,
we replaced grass. All
right,
the
we're
bushes.
Not going to do landscaping.
We're not doing anything. So,
because we're in a drought anyways. We
exactly.
Can't do landscaping.
Well, we're going to have to put in some trees. So
yeah, we have to put in those 5.
Well, not until it starts raining. Not until it starts raining.
No, we have to.
Sanitation is requiring it, Robert.
Why? You can't. Yeah.
What for? What?
Because we've put it off long enough.
How much is that going to be?
$1,700.
$1,700. That's not bad. But I mean,
exactly. But we need to decide where they go.
You took out 2 huge oak trees.
And now we have to put in 5.
And when that permit came, and when they got the permit, the city of Plantation, our tree huggers, they said, yeah, you can take out those 2 big, huge trees.
And that's when we started having trouble, so we asked for an extension.
But you're going to have to put 5 more in.
Right.
And so, and it's with Potters, because Potters pulled the permit. So this is the last hurrah for Potters.
Right.
I don't remember when that happened.
No, we asked for an extension, because we...
From when? When was
early last year.
Early last year was when they were taken out? The trees were
actually,
taken
I
out?
Actually, I think they were taken out a year ago in December. So it was probably a year ago, December. So it's been maybe 15 months.
So it has to be done within 2 years?
Mm-hmm. No, it has
to be done.
It was supposed to be done within 6 months.
Yeah.
And we got an extension.
We're 6 months over it. So, and the only one that I know of that we need to replace is the one behind the Perks house. They're the only ones that want a tree in the back.
That have called us, and I finally looked at their driveway, that lifted up their driveway.
Yeah, my next door neighbor, Bill and Lynn.
And they're bad. I mean, and one lady is lifting up the walkway in front of her, you know, the steps going up.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to have to take it out.
That's the Roberts? Is that Avon Roberts?
Yeah, it's
Cul-de-sac, Ryan from Terrace. Oh, okay, it's a good one. Yeah, the other one is by the street. Yeah, yeah, right next door. And you have a no tree, 12 foot in a 12 inch area. So I go, if a homeowner calls and we have that situation, we'll bring that to attention. Again, Robert, you have my cell number. If there's any major issues or anything you see that you don't feel is right, you can pick the phone up and call me. Not a problem. What do I tell homeowners, like Chris was saying, about the trees in the front yard?
The trees
need to do
what? The roots and the trees need to be removed?
Mm-hmm. Because if we remove it, we have to get a permit. Mm-hmm. And if we get a permit, we have to replace it. So we have to take it out and stuff, grind it, and we have to put something there.
In that area?
There shouldn't have been anything put in there in the first place. You're talking about an area that's like this, and it's got a huge tree, because the root, part of the root system for that tree is going under my garage. So it, I can't tell that it's doing any damage now, but it may be.
When they take that tree out, they'll have to replace it with a tree someplace else on the property.
Oh, they only have to put something back in there, anywhere else on the property. Yeah, because it's not a big enough area to have a tree.
Or, isn't there also, I remember when I had to replace trees, there were three things I could do. Replace it in the same general area, put it somewhere else on the property, or give them X amount of money towards the tree fund.
They tried to do that, but they wouldn't do that.
That's what we wanted to do.
That's what we did, because we didn't want to have to plant more trees.
I think she has to tell them we're in a budget crunch right now, still. Everybody knows the economy's bad.
Yeah, except that...
If they really, they'll come to the mayor.
The neighbor is not going to be happy about that.
Well, I think what's happening is I think Potter's is trying to pull permits in plantation, and they won't let them pull their permits because they have an open permit with us.
Yeah. Oh, yes, really? They will do that.
And so...
We have to pull them back first.
The problem with these other homeowners, we have, especially that woman with the sidewalk. I mean, it's actually a safety issue.
Right.
Because the sidewalk is...
Is coming up?
It is up.
It is up.
So, you know, we can spend a little and take the tree out, and you can spend the money to take the tree out now, and get the extension to do the trees later when things improve.
Yeah, that'd be the best place for it.
You don't want anybody getting hurt, because, I mean,
that's
bad.
Probably a possible lawsuit,
it's bad.
Too.
What's the address, do you know?
I have it in my truck.
Okay.
I'll get it.
I know the one, but I've seen the one by Lisa.
We'll email it to you so you can take a look at it.
There's one at 822-98 as well.
If you walk outside your door, okay, your door's here, go straight down here, and the cul-de-sac, and take a right, and it'll be directly in front of you.
Is it in her cul-de-sac? It's not in her cul-de-sac?
Yes.
It's
directly across from Jens then.
Yes.
Oh. That's a rental, isn't it? Is that a rental? It's a two-story, right?
Yes, it's in.
It's in Terry's
mine.
Cul-de-sac.
Yes.
But it's on the corner before you come back out of her cul-de-sac, on the opposite side.
Yes.
I have no idea what you're talking
about. Like, she can see their back fence.
No.
No, she wouldn't be able to see the side.
No.
Oh.
It's around the corner.
Okay. Then it's not the
Sherry
one I'm thinking of.
Sherry is right there.
Okay.
That's Terry's front door.
Okay.
I'm going to walk out her front door, up here.
Uh-huh.
And the cul-de-sac is in here.
That's by Gill.
Take a right, and it'll be right over there.
By the people you said Pitbull.
Correct.
Yes.
Oh.
The two-story.
Yes, to the right of the house.
The two-story, yeah.
Okay. Maybe if I remember on Saturday, Vivian and I will look at it.
And I'll see if I get over there and look at it.
Okay.
We went over budget on fertilization.
I'm putting it in the meeting in the minutes that we will start, starting next month, we will put $2,000 in the reserve.
Well, we'll put the money for this month in also. $2,000.
Okay. Do you have that kind of money to do that?
Yes.
Okay, because I thought we were just going to be making our bills.
How much are these?
I have to look in here with the balance today.
Do you know offhand how much these are?
No, I didn't do those today.
Okay.
Okay, we're over budget on the fertilization. All the monthly categories looked okay except the fertilization, unless you're going to say that's because of white fly. Because there's already, right here in this latest one, there's already two checks for Goodfellas. There's one for $1,900 and one for $900.
The white fly was in November, so it would have been
in.
That's what it is, it's the extra. Because
right.
That was, what was it, $1,700 or $1,800 for the white fly spraying? Jane, you remember?
I think it was 19.
Was that under pest control or no?
It's under fertilization.
It's under fertilization.
Maintenance. It was. We spent $13,000. We were only budgeted for $7,600. We went over.
I cannot.
It's under repairs and maintenance, right in the middle. Sorry.
I'm
going to
sit over.
It's on page six.
Oh, fertilization.
Page six.
I wouldn't have expected to see under repairs.
It's
$7,600 for fertilization.
It's
that's
over
our
by
budget. We're 5,000 over.
6,000 about.
6,500 over budget?
Yeah.
No.
And the problem
is what's the difference between a minus? No, we're. Okay. If I'm reading this correctly,
The budget for fertilization is $13,191.
No, it was $7,600. Yes. The $13,191 is what
we're
we spent.
$5,500
What's the $13,191?
That's how much
that's
we spent.
That's what we spent.
That's what we spent.
That's the actual.
For the year.
That's how much we spent.
That's yes. the actual.
For the year.
God, here's one weird check right here from 900.
That's right.
All right.
How often do they come?
That's
then
the problem,
I'm wrong about
too,
the prioritization. Then we're under.
That's the problem. Back. Even if we're in the drought, they're still going to come out and spray. Because, I mean, we
that's
should think about they're going to claim they still need to come out. That's the problem.
Well,
even if we're in
the
drought.
The bugs are coming. So that they
eat. That's when they're the worst.
They're all going to die. Everything's going to die anyways.
All right.
No. I don't agree with that. But they're going to claim that they have to do it anyway. So.
But they do come. They're scheduled to come every other month. Because I walk my dog all the time, but I don't always see flags, and they're supposed to be putting flags up when
they do.
So the animals stay off
yeah.
the lawn.
So what if we move to every other month?
It's not monthly. It's
every
other
month. It is every other month.
So what if we move it to once a quarter?
Move it to quarterly.
Let's move it to quarterly instead of.
We're talking about testicle?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, because we're in a budget crunch. You have to tell these people that we're in a budget crunch. I mean, and we're going to be in a drought.
Okay.
I think that's a good
decision. I think,
As a matter of fact, here's where it was clear.
I'm going to make a motion.
Expense.
Yeah, I'll make a
reserve, $12,000, and we haven't put anything in. That's where.
Yeah, we're not on that. We're on the fertilization.
Right. But I just noticed where the 12 is. Okay, fertilization under repairs and maintenance.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
All right, and the irrigation maintenance, we spent $17,000 with the budget for anything.
Right.
Landscape extras $23,000 in spending. No, that's what we spent.
Okay, let me ask you something about the pool maintenance, since we're not using the pool that much right now. I haven't seen hardly anybody in there. Is that something we can cut back on during the cold months?
Yeah.
You have to.
I have to make a motion on
that.
The
fertilization.
Sherry, I'm going to make a motion.
Okay.
I'll move to change the frequency of the fertilization to quarterly instead of bi-monthly for Goodfellas.
This is the pest control?
Pest control, yes.
Okay. I'll
go quarterly.
Goodfellas.
Do the budget crunch.
Yeah, because there's a $1,900 paid check here to them on 12/17. Another one here.
No, they're going to come back and complain, but I mean.
Well, no, they won't.
Too bad.
No, they won't. People they won't complain.
They probably want to keep
well,
our
that's what I'm the master. I mean,
he'll watch and tell us if he thinks that if he sees insects or anything, if he sees chinch bugs or something, they can spot treat for that. The problem that you want to watch for is if we get grubs, because grubs will take over really fast.
Right.
So that's going to watch for that.
And that would be a one time. It wouldn't be.
Right.
Okay. Lisa, second. I'm sorry. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Is there anything
else that you think we can cut back on? I'd like to add something to Robert.
Yes.
Anything that you see, any maintenance item that you see is not right, I want you to call me.
It wasn't that it's not right, it's that we overspent.
Right.
It's that we overspent.
From this moment on.
Okay.
If there's a problem, I want you to call me.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Anything else?
When do we have to do tree trimming again?
We need a new vendor for that also.
Yeah, we got it. Because that has to be done before hurricane season starts. So figure May. It's got to be done, right?
I went to a seminar and they said that depending on, if you have like your oak trees or big trees like that,
we could claim because of the pressure.
Unless it's touching a house or banging on a window or something, you shouldn't bother with it.
Oh,
And all like sable palms, cream palms, any kind of palm trees that you have, they're used to high winds and they'll clean themselves out during a hurricane. So it really depends. best thing to do is not to trim it before hurricane.
I was going to say, because we trimmed hard.
Yes.
Yeah,
I noticed some palms have some dead stuff on them around the top. That's why I wondered when we were doing it again.
No, I hate to say that.
We don't have the money. We don't have any money to trim it. Right.
I would put it off until, put it off as long as you can, maybe put it off until the fall.
We could look at it in November or something.
Okay.
I think the trees are...
So we don't have anything set right now for that to happen. So we don't need to worry about that money being set, because that's a lot of money.
That was a lot of money.
Okay, so let's forget it then.
Unless
something's really, really desperate.
We're going to just hold off on it. Because we were cut back hard last year.
Yeah.
And then they came back a second time.
Exactly. So I don't think it's necessary. I mean, if something's falling down on the road or something, we're gonna trim it.
Now, we had a budget meeting.
We left it as is.
As is, okay.
We're gonna revisit in 6 months.
Okay, if you notice, a lot of these things over the year, we way overspent. I mean, and some of them are normal maintenance things, like, for example, the pool service contract. We budgeted $5,248. We spent $6,200, so we were over with that one.
Some of that could have been where, instead of the actual contract price going in there, repairs went in there, so I'll look at that. And that number should be exactly what the budget number is for the contract price.
But we had, that leak.
Replace a pump or something?
Yeah, and have a leak underneath.
We had a leak underneath it, and we had to replace the pump.
But that should go, that should go away, repairs and maintenance, which is...
Where it should have went.
Okay.
Which is where it should have gone.
And it's the same thing with the accounting fees. The accounting fees, we budgeted $1,200, we paid $2,500.
That's because you had a review.
Okay, how come we didn't budget?
You needed to do a review because of your inflated amount of your budget.
But do you have any idea why we didn't actually include that in the budget last year?
No, because you just rolled your budget over.
Well, I hope we're not going to do the same thing. We're going to have another review, right?
You can do a compilation if you want. If you want to make a motion to do just a compilation, you can do that. And a compilation would be, I think it's $1,500 or $1,800.
Well, that's the difference right there.
We did it.
We did a review.
All right, so...
What you want to do if you...
What I'm saying is that this review that we're getting in a couple of months, with the CPA firm, how much extra over the $1,200 is that?
Exactly what it was last year.
So we're going to be, again, $1,300 over budget. Why did we do that?
And you just rolled your budget.
I know, but what... If you knew, I mean, I'm having a hard enough time reading this, because I'm not an accountant. I don't even play one on TV. Okay, so if we knew that it was going to be $2,500, why did we just roll it over there? Oh, we'll just do it again and worry about it.
Because we didn't go line by line by line for your budget this year.
Right, you're going to have numbers, you're going to have areas that are under and over.
So what we can do is just tell the accountants just to do a compilation, so we're not over. Since it is a budget crunch year, as Robert says, so let's just do a compilation. If you want to do a compilation, someone needs to make a motion.
We're not spending $1,800.
Well, that's what we're... Well, you're making it sound like a compilation is going to be less money over the budget?
A compilation is less money than what you budget,
than what they're going to do with the review.
But if you see what we're just taking for
said?
Yes.
Okay.
But for instance, if you look under contracts, we're on lawn maintenance, we're over budget by $7,400, but we're under budget by $8,800 on fertilization. Do you know what I'm saying? So it's a wash in the same section of the financials.
Okay. But not up in the administrative.
Right. Well, also...
Administrative, we're over.
Yes.
We overspent.
Because we had the population last year.
Because we had the population last year.
The review.
We had a review last year, which is more expensive.
Right.
So if we had a review last year, and things are in generally good shape accounting-wise, because we've been taking care of that in terms of our books, right?
Yes.
So the compilation would be less money. We would be less over budget if we did the compilation.
Correct.
So I would like to move that we switch to a compilation instead of a review in order to save some money on our accounting fees.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Passes.
Now, it's, I have to see, like I said, it's not 1,200, it's probably going to be 15 to 1,800, so I don't know what it is, and I'll let you know. I'll send everyone an email, I'll let you know what the price is.
Okay, well, and let me know what the price is for the review
versus
as well. So if the review is 2,500 and the compilation is 1,500, that's saving us $1,000.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
If there's, you know, $200 difference, then it, then we're better off with the review.
Okay.
For the 200. Okay. Okay, so let me amend my motion. I move that we switch to a compilation and place a review if the amount of the savings is more than $300.
Okay, I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, so Robert seconded?
Mm-hmm.
Motion passed with, did you pass on this? Did you abstain?
No, it passed.
Oh, you passed?
Mm-hmm. It passed.
Okay, it's passed unanimously.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to stay where we can.
Well, that's, I mean, it's critical because I'm very concerned. And I think it's just going to get worse.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm concerned about lawyers' fees, too, because we're getting more and more people sent to the lawyers. How are we going to be on that, I wonder?
If you start to push for a foreclosure, you have to pay for that
$500. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
$500.
But if you don't push,
but
then
you
they
can't
sit there and you don't do anything.
But you don't get anything.
Right.
You're not going to get anything.
Right.
Because
right. So
they're going to get away with it.
Right.
So what do you, you know, damned if you do, damned if you don't.
We have an obligation.
We're between
we can't,
a rock and
we can't
hard
send
place.
A message that we're not going to, we're just going
right.
to get back.
Yeah, because there's going to be more of it happening.
All right. Anything else on financials?
Well, there's two checks to the master. The master amount went up, so I can do these two checks, but if...
You know, they never contacted me about anything, Robert, so
okay.
I don't
well,
know.
I'll talk to them.
You just sent me an email that we were behind. They've
yeah.
never...
Because
you know,
we always sign them.
They have
my early.
Information.
Okay. Well, I can do these, but then they'll be like, it's 2117.93.
All right, so if you can just shoot me an email. They used to send little coupons, and then they don't do that anymore.
Okay, I'll let Thelma, I was just there today.
Okay.
I'll let Thelma know.
That's the new amount that we're paying
yes.
them?
Anybody call about the...
Go up.
It went from 1835 to about 200 bucks.
200 bucks again?
That's not
yeah.
too bad.
We're going to have to
That's
a racket right there, the Master Association.
Yeah, it is. Well, yeah, because we just paid for Quatrain Pours landscaping.
Yeah, anything, and they get everything.
The truth is, we should have had built in 2% or 3% increase every year. You know, when I first
but we did last
started,
year.
Last year,
I mean, in the monthly
20 years ago when I first moved
we,
in this, $70
in the budget
was our,
we increased everything by
$70
4%
when I first
oh in
last
the budget
year.
Not
it's
in
now
the monthly
125.
Yeah.
That is unheard of.
But you can't.
We can't, but we should.
I can't, in good conscience, raise the fees.
No, because there's people that can't pay what they're what they are now.
That's what I do.
We're not going to get any more out of them.
This stuff.
Do you want copies?
I want to take them home.
All along.
What we do? You can sign them, but yeah.
For it to.
Oh, is that why you put them over here?
No, I have them. Yeah, I was looking for them.
Again, that's about it.
I don't want to give them turn them into. I'll take them in the morning or something.
Okay.
Right. So we, that's one
but
way
I do with the masters.
Everybody else
the checks in
is much higher than
track.
We are.
And if we start
yeah,
signing
but I wonder
money,
how kind of condition they're in.
And
they're collecting them.
We can.
Then you sell them and you can make your copies and you can give them to me.
Yeah. Even if they have
just
the
takes
same percentage, you're getting more money
okay.
than they are.
I mean,
that's what I do on
and if I'm not home, you
right.
can just
sell
them to
you.
Because I'm not home more often.
What is it? Can I say one more?
Who?
You. You were going to say, what about... And then you stop.
You said about raising the associate, the
yeah,
monthly
that.
Fees. I wanted to ask if anybody called and said anything about not raising the fees.
No.
No.
They didn't thank us?
Well, I didn't expect
I
to be thanked.
No.
I'm just.
You never get a thank you.
No.
Okay. the architecture modification request, I only have one, and that's for the roof, which I've been signing for roofs as long as there are those four, or house paint that's already approved. So there's been absolutely nothing for the arch, because I think people don't have money. They don't want to change the front doors of their garage door. But, I mean, we still have the committee. If something does come in, it goes to them.
Okay, you approve the roof?
The roofs? Yeah, the roofs and the house, as long as it's something that we've approved in the past.
Right, that's the same.
We're not, you know, we're not going to reinvent the wheel.
Yeah, she doesn't need to pass it on to the committee unless it's something different.
So, no other AMS came in since?
No.
Okay.
Robert, what was the master's new amount?
2117.93.
And?
2117.93?
Yes.
Sorry.
2117.93. I can turn these in, and then we'll just make up the difference the next month. Because I go there. I was there today.
And anything else? I'm sorry.
That's okay. No, we did that. Now you're here.
Okay, annual meeting? We've got scheduled. Everybody got the schedule. I emailed it to you, right? So everybody knows when it is.
No, I don't.
February 25th.
I was going to say, I don't think I remember.
It was originally the 18th, but we weren't able to get the room.
We can't get the room.
Okay, so it's the 25th.
Now, when are the letters going to be in hand?
Well.
They're going out this week, you said.
Well, I think they're going to go out Friday.
So they'll be more than 2 weeks ahead?
Oh, yeah.
And the sign has to be posted 14 days prior.
The sign for the annual?
Uh-huh.
So the sign's going to just stay out there for?
No, the annual, yeah, it stays out there for 2 weeks. Because legally, according to documents.
You're talking more of the, you mean the signs, the two at both entrances?
Yes. They have to be out 14 days before the end.
So 2 weeks before the 25th.
Can't you get a sign at the pool? Yeah.
I don't think, people will steal those signs.
Yeah, leave it, why don't you do the pool?
We can just put one at the pool.
Put the pool, and then we'll do the signs of the Sunday before, like we always do.
Okay. All right. But they will have those letters in their hands.
2 weeks before, yeah.
Okay. Because I don't want to go through that again.
Okay, so it's the 25th at 7:00.
7:00 here.
Okay.
So it's the, and the notice will be posted.
Did you guys not get my email about the dates for the year?
No.
No.
Really?
I don't think so.
You didn't come back to me.
I don't know. I've seen a lot of emails lately, but I don't remember. No, maybe I do remember that, Sam.
I'll send it out again.
Resend it.
Because I said it for the meeting.
Sherry, why don't you just say this in your minutes?
Yes.
Sherry. The 25th of February.
Yeah.
Next meeting is on April 22nd.
Okay.
And then on?
Board meeting and on April 22nd.
June 24th. August 26th.
August 26th.
October 28th. And then, I don't have the next one. I must have written it down.
December?
Well, actually, no, we'd have to have one in November.
No, November is the budget meeting.
Budget.
Oh, you know what I didn't write down? The fell off that weekend of Thanksgiving. I'll have to ask Maria when we ask to have it here. So we should have the next couple anyway.
So November should probably be the week before Thanksgiving then.
Yeah.
So that'll be an early meeting, if we can get it in here.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be less than the month after the last meeting.
But that's okay.
Can't you incorporate the budget meeting with that meeting?
No, it's got to be a separate.
Well, I mean, have it right after.
You mean in October, like have it November 1st?
Yeah, close that meeting.
Doesn't matter, as long as you have it before November 25th.
If you can have it on the 28th, you can have our meeting here, make it a quick meeting, adjourn this meeting, and start a budget meeting.
You can, if you want.
The earlier, the better you have a budget.
Because we pay for this room, right?
Yeah.
No, yeah, we don't.
No, no, no.
No, we don't. It's free.
Oh, okay. I thought we paid for this room. Okay.
The earlier that you have your budget prepared, the better, because we have to get, you know, we have to coordinate to get the coupons out, get the mailing out. And, you know.
So let's have it then.
And doing it in December is.
No?
It depends on what's going on. I mean.
Why don't we just leave it open for now?
Yeah, we don't have to make.
We can talk about it in August.
If nothing changes, then yeah, but if you actually want to sit there and discuss the budget and people show up, then. Because that's the whole purpose is the.
Okay. I didn't think about that.
Talked about this.
Except that you could say, you know, it's a closed meeting now because it's a budget meeting.
Well, it's a, yeah.
Budget meeting is closed.
You can't close a meeting, but you can, you know, if no one shows up, but you can't close it.
Right.
Where did we have the last budget meeting?
At Terry's house.
Oh, that's what I thought. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So everybody knows February 25th, 7:00.
Okay. At volunteer proxies.
And that is the election, so the proxies, everything's going out. They'll be in hand 2 weeks prior.
Yes.
Let's be safe, not sorry.
So notice will be posted at the pool February 11th. Notices will be mailed.
Just make a sign and post it.
Will be mailed.
You just post the agenda.
When are you mailing them?
She's mailing them Friday.
We're mailing a notice.
And the proxy.
A proxy. And the notice will be incorporated in the agenda. So a notice and agenda and a proxy.
Notices with.
And only owners are allowed to vote, right? Not renters.
Correct.
Okay, that's what I thought. Be mailed on Friday, January 30th. Okay, board meeting scheduled 22nd, 24th, 26th, 28th. So we don't know what the budget meeting is going to be.
We'll decide in August. Okay.
Okay. Open forum.
Yes, ma'am. What can we do for you?
No, I'm just listening.
Thanks for coming, we appreciate it.
I'm just listening. Now, what you were saying, Robert, is that you had a budget of, let's say, $100,000, right? Mm-hmm. 20 of that was supposed to, 24 grand was supposed to go into the reserve.
Yes.
But it never got there, but it was spent anyhow, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay. Don't say it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's spent as part of the operating
it was,
tax.
Yeah.
It was, you know, it was spent as part of it.
Yeah. No, no, no.
It was used for things that came up.
We spent it on,
we were planning for it.
Upgrading the sprinklers, we put in plants, we put in grass.
Well, I kind of agree with Robert that this should be a standing.
Well, I've already got the.
Yeah, the whole thing is we pay ourselves first. You know what I mean?
That's basically.
I mean, basically, that's in a nutshell. We have to save for our future.
Right.
So we have to pay ourselves first.
Well, I already have an answer. I do this on the master. What happens is the checks come in, and I put them in a spreadsheet, and I watch them. So for tonight, I'm going to take these home and put them in a spreadsheet and start doing that, because that's what I do on the master. And yes, they spent the money on Q4 and all that, but on our thing there, if we don't have the money, we don't spend it. Because as we start to drop,
right.
It's like it's like your own personal budget. If you don't write it down, you don't know what you're spending.
And I tell them.
Your car pays per month, and you can't spend it on
right.
Right, and we have a check that for $300 for reserves every month. So now we should have a check in the stack that's for $2,000. I mean, that's how we're going to start doing it.
And
so for this check, I'm going to take them home.
So you'll get it.
And then I'll bring them to your office. Is what I'll do.
That's fine.
Okay, and have the checks so he can do this going forward.
Mm-hmm.
Just have the checks dropped at his house to the courier, and then he can record them and then bring them over to me, and then I can let you know when they're signed.
Okay.
Okay?
So, Robert, when you drop them off, I'll have the two other checks for the
signed now, so you can do whatever you need to do tonight.
Great.
Okay. Meeting's adjourned?
It was open forum.
Yes,
okay, I'll motion to adjourn the meeting at 8:01 p.m. Second.
I'll second.
Hallelujah.
8:01.
I thought this was going to be like 30 minutes.
Yeah.
No, because we talked about the battery. The reason why we couldn't talk about this before is because the meetings were always hijacked.
Yes.
I wasn't going to talk about this in front of
everybody.
Angry people who were ready to.
They love us.
I wasn't
That's why we all leave our house and look over our shoulder.
Excuse me.
If Greg and them found out the money that wasn't going to reserves, we'd be dead. That's why I had to bring it up.
I'm sorry?
So I made it sound like a bad guy, but
there were 6 foot fence. It's still. We haven't forgotten, believe me. No, we haven't forgotten.
All right.
All right.
assume we're going to do is we're putting them in special and watch them.
Well, you have my cell number?
We just...
I think so, yeah. I'll be coming to the office, so I'll
No, but you won't see me there.
I work by the railing, so I mean...
No, but I'm never there.
That's okay.
But you've got your cell, don't you?
I have it.
If you don't, I have it.
We have it.
How about your... Is that a new cell number?
Yes, I'll give it to you.